So we're here with senior Brianna Hughes. You've got senior night on Saturday against Georgia. What is kind of going through your mind emotional for that meet?
I think there's a lot of mixed emotions. It's really exciting to get back into the Huntsman, you know, after 3 weeks on the road and get back in front of our fans. But it's also kind of bittersweet because it's going to be one of our last times in the Huntsman, you know, in front of our crowd and stuff. So I think it helps that we do have regionals at home, but it's still kind of sad knowing that this chapter in our lives is slowly coming to an end, and this is our second last time in the Huntsman. So excited, but also a little bit sad.
And what are your thoughts on competing against Georgia? Obviously, went against them twice last year. They got the better of you both times. Is there revenge on your mind? Just kind of what are your thoughts on that aspect of the meet?
You know, I think we're not really thinking about what happened in the past. We're just trying to go out and take another big step forward for the season and, you know, trust our training and trust each other and just, you know, enjoy the night, enjoy the moment, and just leaving everything on the floor, you know, and just doing what we know we can do and what we do in training every day.
Has Georgia DeBritz been giving you seniors any advice on kind of how to handle this moment?
Yeah, I think Georgia's given us a lot of advice, and just seeing the seniors go through it last year too also set a really good example on what to expect and, you know, what you can do to help. And, you know, the other day we were talking about it and she was like, it, you know, for them it was sad having senior night, but they had Pac-12s too, so it kind of took the sting out of it a little bit, you know. And so the same can be said for us too, that, you know, this is our last home meet, but we still have regionals, which isn't quite the same, but it still helps a little bit knowing that we have one more time in the Huntsman.
And so last week at Michigan, you had your career high in the all-around. Kind of talk me through a little bit about that meet and what was really going well for you.
Yeah, Michigan was an awesome meet. I think coming into the meet, you know, the whole team was just ready to show what we've been working hard for and what we can do, and we all had such a good energy, and I think that through warm-ups we just built that energy, and then from starting on bars and going to each event, the energy just kept building, and it was awesome for it all to culminate on beam, you know, and we put up a big beam set, and just to, like, you know, feel that energy and that excitement when the meet was over and we saw the score that we got, it was so awesome to be a part of that, and, you know, just to get to experience that whole experience with such an awesome team.
So I hear you're going into nursing school, mm-hmm. And so have you started nursing school at all, or are you just doing prereqs right now?
Yeah, right now I'm just doing the prerequisites to get into nursing school and then doing a different major along with that.
And what kind of drew you to nursing, and what do you think you might want to specialize in within the field?
Yeah, you know, just growing up, I have always known I'd wanted to do something in the medical field, and for a long time I thought maybe I wanted to be a doctor or physical therapist, but, you know, just looking into nursing, I feel like they get to be more one-on-one with the patients and do a lot more hands-on care and, you know, really get to know the patients better, which I found very appealing. And, you know, ultimately I would like to become a nurse practitioner in the neonatal intensive care unit. So that's my dream, but we'll see if once I go through nursing school, if that's still where the path that I want to take.
Yeah, the NICU it's kind of interesting. You don't get quite as much patient interaction because so much of it is just there in the incubators. But, mm-hmm. But I mean, are you kind of wanting to do that intensive care unit specifically? Is that kind of what really interests you?
Yeah, I think just, you know, seeing, like, the miracles that can happen and the, you know, the progress that these babies can make and just being able to make that difference in these families' lives, you know, it's something that you can't even think about happening, you know, like, you just don't even understand what the families are going through, and to be able to help in any way possible just would be awesome. And, you know, I have known a few people growing up who have been nurses in the neonatal intensive care unit, and they just love it, and they say it's a hard job, but it's also super rewarding, and that's something that I want to be a part of, you know, to be able to help families' lives and, you know, help their little kids get better.